This week's presidential election seemed to go over well on the nation's financial markets. Stock prices rose yesterday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 1%. As President Bush heads into a second term, the U.S. economy is doing better than in the early part of his first term. But the president still faces economic challenges, as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
President Bush is not afraid to think big, to take risks, and that extends into economic issues. Running for re-election, the president laid out an ambitious economic agenda, and in his victory speech yesterday, he made clear he intends to pursue it.
We will continue our economic progress. We'll reform our outdated tax code. We'll strengthen the Social Security for the next generation.
Social Security is perhaps the most politically explosive issue on the president's agenda. Brian Westbury, chief economist at the investment bank Griffin, Kubik, Stevens & Thompson, says the Social Security system faces a looming crisis, and keeping it solvent will require either benefit cuts or tax hikes.
And I think the president is trying a third way, which is to move toward more private accounts and move toward a more ownership society idea. I believe we're going to see some movement in that direction.
The president's proposal of letting younger workers invest part of their Social Security funds in the stock market is potentially very costly, and it's likely to face strong opposition in Congress. The same can be said about the president's tax simplification proposals, says Greg Valliere of Schwab Soundview Capital Markets.
I think there'll be a lot of talk next year about some dramatic tax reform, a flat tax or a value-added tax. But I think it'll be more talk than action. That's going to be a tough one to get through both houses of Congress.
Valliere says the president may have more luck making permanent his cuts in capital gains and dividend taxes. One of the most pressing challenges facing the Bush administration is energy. Economist Mark Zandi of Economy.com says that with oil and natural gas prices high, the president will be under new pressure to get an energy bill passed, something that has so far eluded him.
As it gets cold and we start paying our home heating bills, it's going to get a bit uncomfortable. These prices are very high, and it's a problem. And we need an energy policy, and we need to do something about getting more energy supplies and doing something about energy demand.
Anything the president does must be accomplished against a murky economic backdrop. The third quarter U.S. growth rate was a solid 3.7%, and corporate profits are strong. But stock prices have been anemic, and Mark Zandi is one of many economists who expect the U.S. growth rate to slow a bit in the months to come.
The economy is adjusting to the end of the tax cutting. It's adjusting to those higher energy prices. It's adjusting to the fact that the Federal Reserve is now tightening monetary policy, raising interest rates, and that adjustment means slower growth. So it's going to feel a little painful, I think, particularly early in 2005.
This mixed economic outlook is reflected in business spending. Companies have been investing their profits in new equipment at double-digit rates, says economist Ken Goldstein of the Conference Board. But Goldstein says they're also sitting on a lot of cash, a sign they still have concerns about the future.
We know that if business is cautious, that means that they're not going to be quite as aggressive on investing in new equipment. They're not going to be quite as aggressive in terms of rebuilding inventory. And they're not going to be quite as aggressive in terms of bringing on more people.
Goldstein says that would hurt the already tepid job market and drag down consumer spending. And it would also reduce tax revenues and widen the federal budget deficit. Greg Valliere says the deficit will probably preclude the president from attempting anything too big.
The budget deficit probably will constrain some of the president's more ambitious goals in 2005, such as, anything dramatic on Social Security reform.
On the other hand, the president has shown he's not afraid to increase the budget deficit in the interest of a cause he believes in. Many people scoffed at the idea that he would seek a major tax cut just as he was contemplating war with Iraq, but the president was able to pursue both. Now he hopes to have the same success persuading Congress to go along with the rest of his economic agenda. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.